A wild story about a former Michigan prosecutor and a police officer. A jury awarded a man nearly $60 million because of what they say was a violation of this guy's rights in filing sexual abuse charges in a case that was ultimately dismissed by the Attorney General's office. Go back to 2019. This assistant attorney general in the state of Michigan revealed that he was having a relationship with a woman in a sexual assault case that was under his control. He pleaded no contest to willful neglect of duty. He surrendered his law license. And this other case that this man was awarded this money to was a separate case but related. And now a massive payout here. The problem is it's very hard for prosecutors to be sued because they have broad immunity. How does this all shake out? Very interesting. Let's bring in Todd Flood, the managing partner at Flood Law, who joins us. Todd, it's good to have you. What do you make of this case? This is a wild one.
This case has a lot of tentacles to it, and it starts all over a child custody issue where, you know, if you want to break this down, it's about a mother trying to take away her children from her ex-husband, and she concocts this insane story where multiple agencies, the Michigan State Police, the Florida court where the custody hearing was at, doctors, you name it, the FBI, all said, this is crazy. This didn't happen. There was no sexual abuse by the father to these children. However, as the twist and plot turns, and you pointed out in your opening there, Kaloje ends up, that's the prosecutor. He was in Macomb County at the time. He recruited a detective out of Centerline because he was having a relationship with the ex-wife's sister. I know that's twisted, but because of that, and he's madly in love, he ultimately gets Centerline detective to start opening up a case, which is not even in the jurisdiction because this happened in Oakland County. Ultimately, Kaloje becomes an assistant attorney general. And when he's an assistant attorney general, he's put into sex crimes, but for adults. This was on minors. So the attorney general at that time, Dana Nessel, assigned somebody from the sex crimes unit to basically sign off on a lot of these documents. This is where we should have never had a lawsuit in our state for this. What happens is Oakland County Sheriff's Department, McCabe, along with Paul Walton, an assistant prosecutor, they go and talk to the, at that time, attorney general's office and say, don't prosecute this case. This guy, this is not guilty. This guy's passed polygraphs. The evidence is tainted. We have on audio tape the wife saying, the ex-wife saying, I'll make these charges go away. Just sign here a document that gives my kids to me, me only. But needless to say, that advice was not heeded. And they prosecute McMaster. They put him in a bus. They bring him up from Florida. You can only imagine that, for he was a police officer down there. And they prosecute him. And ultimately, they dismiss the case because the affairs and the misconduct is found out by the AG's office. And the story goes on to the rest of $58,500,000 approximately to the father for this misconduct, malicious prosecution by the Attorney General's office and by the Michigan State Police. So that's just, it's a horrendous story. And I have to give a shout out to, you know, there's a great reporter from WXYZ who FOIA'd the original part of this stuff from Centerline, which ultimately was a big part of this case, that being Heather Cotello.
Todd, we heard McMaster talk about losing his job, his reputation, and even his relationship with his daughter. I mean, does a monetary award, even that large, ever truly restore someone's life after something like this?
No. You know, Floyd, that's where I say, you know, that's where I say this money is not justice, because this guy lost his daughter. lost that relationship, lost those birthdays, lost the, you know, the love and the companionship. And he even said, and I watched, it was a tear-jerking moment. It was one of those moments where you had goosebumps when you watched him interviewed. He, you know, he'd give it all back. He'd give every dime back to have his daughter back. You know, it's not about the money. How do you restore that, Lloyd? I mean,
yeah.
You and I see it all the time. It's just impossible.
What do you make of, it seems like a large sum of money. Obviously, the jury was compelled by this guy's story of how much he lost.
Well, there's two parts to this. There's punitive damages in the 1983 civil rights claim, and you know the dollar amount. You know, it costs you. Sometimes I'll put it to jurors like this, Jamie. I'll say, you know, you have a headache, and you go out and you get some Tylenol, and that Tylenol is I don't know what, for two pills, you know, $1.50,
mm-hmm.
and you take that headache, that medicine every day of your life. You know, for the rest of your life, you end up spending some astronomical amount of money. What is it worth to you to lose your daughter for a day? What is it worth to you to lose your daughter for a year?
Right.
What about 50 years? What's that worth? And then to do it in a malicious way when they knew they should have, it was clear. I mean, you had a floor court and a custody hearing say the allegations by the mom that there was sexual assault of the daughter. Two doctors interviewed the daughter, went through the forensics exam, polygraph examinations were passed. And the judge says to the mother, this is crazy. In a written order, there is no finding of sexual abuse. That was well before, you know, the attorney general in our state took over this case to prosecute. And so the maliciousness of turning a blind eye to the Oakland County Sheriff's Department, to the FBI, to the Florida courts, all of them, to turn a blind eye to that situation, you know, to me was just a serious malicious prosecution, and to manipulate evidence and to show that the search warrants in this case should have never been signed had there been candid conversations with the magistrate. We have something very simple in our rule of ethics. You must be candid with the tribunal and be honest, obviously. Here, they weren't. They weren't candid and they weren't honest in signing the search warrants and having this case go forward. So to me, $58 million, I think that's a lot of money. Yeah, it is, but it's not even close to being worth it.
Well, and then, of course, you layer in the fact that so hard for prosecutors to be successfully sued because of their immunity protections under the law. But the egregiousness of this case, I think, is pretty obvious. Interesting stuff, as always. Todd Flood, thanks for the insight. Good stuff.
Thanks for having me, guys. My amigos, you all have a great day.
Yep, you too. The same. This $500 million road project at 375 is causing a lot of pushback amongst local officials in the city of Detroit, in Wayne County. We'll talk to Wayne County Executive Warren Evans next on JR Morning.